The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the show. Hopefully we'll get a couple callers calling in. And, I know it's a busy day. It's Easter weekend. A lot of people are away. It's Passover. Is it Passover? Is it Passover weekend?
Yeah, Passover is taking place too.
Tonight.
Yeah. Every couple of years, Easter and Passover, like, are pretty much the same time.
Yeah, I know Passover started Friday night.
Yeah.
Last night,
yeah,
and runs till next Friday, I believe.
I think it's 7 days.
Something like that. Yeah.
7 or 8 days.
Yeah. I got that. And it's Easter weekend. And then we got folks out on the bay for rockfish and, then we got folks in the woods turkey hunting all across Maryland and probably some other places as well. But we do have a follow-up sequel here to Poke Salad Annie from our buddy John B. I think the mom finally got out of prison, teamed up with her enterprising daughter, and they wrote and illustrated a line of books called Healthy Annie. It's about a little girl that spends most of her time living off poke salad and then becomes a writer, illustrator, mayor of a big city that is crime-ridden and becomes rich after the line of books are picked up by an unknown publisher. I wonder if LSU bought, one book for $500,000 or whatever. Like, perhaps, or maybe, I'm just, fun.
Yeah, it's all a guessing game.
Just funnin'.
Yeah.
Just funnin'. So. I think that's a reasonable premise. Unfortunately, it's been done. We wouldn't want to be accused of plagiarism or anything like that.
Well, the publisher, before they published a book or checked the song, they would check around to make sure that there wasn't anything like that taking place.
Oh, yeah, that works so well.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. You never know. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you're just joining us and have no idea what I'm talking about, we played Poke Salad Annie. And, of course, Chris and I got to talking in the absence of callers, whether or not, how did Granny fall victim to the alligator? I mean, was she just out picking poke salad and the alligator came and grabbed her and where's Poke Salad Annie's father and why did her mother on Chain Gang and why was she toting a razor and did the razor have anything to do with her being on Chain Gang?
That's right.
All that. So we think we should either write a prequel or a sequel to Poke Salad Annie. Was it Tony Joe White?
Oh, I'll check. I didn't take a look.
I think it probably was. So. We play the Elvis version here from time to time, but I think I kind of like Tony Joe White's version better, if that's the name, if I'm correct on that. 410-922-6680. What do you want to talk about, folks? What do you want to talk about?
It was Tony Joe White.
Ah, how about that? I know a little bit of something. I know a little bit of something about a lot of things. I just don't know a lot about one particular. I do know about publishing. Apparently, I don't know much about how to influence people to call the radio show. Apparently, I haven't thrown out a controversial enough topic.
How about using one type of lure for something, and then the other side of the coin is using another lure. Discuss.
So, like, which is better for bass? Topwater or, you know, which is better, a spinnerbait or a buzzbait for feeding bass? The most active feeding bass I've ever seen. I was fishing with, who was I fishing with? Big, tall, professional bass fisherman, Jim somebody, on the James River back, was during a classic, and I was fishing with a guy, and we got into a school bass, and he hammered three or four of them in a row on a crankbait, because you could see that there was a school of largemouth bass feeding. And he got in there and took three or four of them out before the school moved on. I don't think, maybe one or two of them might have weighed, but I'm not sure if they all went alive well. So, but, you know, if I'm on a feeding school bass, I'm going to try and catch something that, you know, I'm going to try and catch them on something that I can, you know, get back into the school quickly with. Maybe a crankbait's the way to go. I don't know. Let's see. Oh, here's Mo in Abu Dhabi. Nice to hear from Mo in Abu Dhabi. Morning, Mo.
Mr. Ali Nellis, you are a saint in our country. Oh, I killed turkey. I killed turkey this week.
You did?
Yes, yes, yes. And little Mo, he killed a Pakistani. We have a terrible, terrible wars here. But we love your show. We love your show. We love it very much.
Mo, if you killed a turkey this week in Maryland...
No.
No, in Turkey. I get it. I get
Qatar.
It.
Qatar.
You kill it in Qatar. I see.
Yes, yes. And we love your show. And I got my cousin from Baltimore here.
Oh, what's his name?
Wilbur. Hello?
Hey, Wilbur. Hello. How are you?
It's Wilbur.
Hi, Wilbur.
We do some fishing here down on Back River.
Uh-huh.
I caught me some crabs. Now, crab in season don't start till a while, but I was down by the Back River sewage treatment plant and caught me some brown, real brown blue channel crabs. But they tasty, they tasty. Little bit of Old Bay will do it, you know. You know?
I'm trying to keep up, Wilbur.
Well, we got a trot line. We got a 450-mile trot line. We take it all the way down the bay. I got me a little wooden rowboat, and we do that sucker all the way down from the upper bay down to the tip of the Virginia Peninsula.
Uh-huh. 450 miles.
What's happened down here?
How long does it take you to work a crab that trot line that
well,
long?
We got a little. We cheat a little bit. We got a little sail on it. And we do okay, but I mean the season hasn't started yet, but so please don't tell the the DNR guys.
The season started April 1st, just so you know, so you're legal. I know that goes against your grain to be legal, but you know you are, so
well,
fortunately for you. Do you have a boat license? I mean, do you
no motor, don't need license for
motor.
I have a little flashlight for at night. We put it up.
I see.
Put it up on I raise one hand up with the flashlight, one hand I do the trot line. And
when
you don't have no motor, you ain't got no license.
I see. So you are a little bit dependent on tide flow, aren't you?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I guess so. So how long does it take you to work that 450-mile trot line?
Well, I started in January. And
I see what
you mean.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Well, we love you. We love you. My cousin Mo love you.
Uh-huh. Well, tell Mo to have a happy whatever he celebrates this time of year, and you have a happy Easter.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Alan Ellis.
You take care now.
Okay, you be good. Bye.
Bye. Stan, can you top that?
No, I was coming off the mountain at 68 mile stick when I decided to call on the wheel. They have a lot of new tractor trailer drivers out and about amongst us on the weekend. It's been nothing but interesting since about 11:30 last night.
Well, what happened after 11:30 that made it interesting?
There's a new breed of driver out on the road that scares me to death, but this is what I do.
breed of truck driver or millennial motorist?
There's more than millennial motorists out here. There's more on motorists. But I don't know. The world's moving too fast for me at times. But
I hear you.
These drivers, I don't know what they're doing. Big rigs. I don't know what they're doing or how they were trained. But
the big rig drivers? Oh, okay.
Oh, it's getting scary.
Yeah.
It's getting really scary. I wanted to apologize for last week.
Why?
I didn't get a chance to call you and warn you what you had to expect on 695 on your way home.
Oh. I can't remember what happened. I think I went around it. What happened on 695 on the way home?
I was just doing all that construction.
Oh, it's a mess.
Yeah, down around Route 40.
Yeah.
I had to snake away my way home a different way.
Yeah. I got into it, what day was that? Tuesday this week, I think. What day did I come over here? I don't know. Thursday, I think, a little bit of it. But primarily, last Saturday, I went around it. I had to go out to Carroll County, so I went down 32 and around it that way, down 100. So I missed all that. Because I saw it coming up. You know,
That's exactly what I should have done, but I enjoyed my ride down there. About 45 minutes to go, two exits. But
no, you didn't. You didn't enjoy it at all.
Yeah, I did in a way because I ran out of hours to drive and I just went home. spent some time with my quality time with my family.
I got it.
I really never get a chance to see because of this job I love so much.
I hear you.
I have a question. When you were talking about, another gentleman a couple calls before about rebarreling.
Yeah, yeah.
At one time, I had a 303. Enfield.
Yeah, 303 British Enfield, sure.
Rechambered into 308.
Yeah, they rechamber it and then I don't know, did a 303 fit the 308? Did they have to rebore the barrel? Did they have to put new, or did they line it and do, or what they do? How'd they do the barrel?
I have no clue. I have a man that I usually talk to about this, but I've been too busy to get a chance to. I had one.
Right.
And like a young fool that I was, but I've got a hankering. The prices of older, with quotes, combat arms, unquote.
Right.
Of WW2 Korea.
Yeah, got it.
I really want one. And
what, a 303 Enfield?
And I don't know what it would take to rechamber a 303 to a 308.
I don't know.
I know.
I don't know. I can try to find out. I mean, we have Hafer's Gunsmithing. You got Clyde's Sports Shop. We could call Clyde's and see what that takes. And
I'm gonna have to stop by there on the way home.
Yes. Stop by Clyde's and see. I don't know if Lawrence is in there today, but they might be able to, tell you, have somebody call you, you know.
Yeah. So, I got to write that down because my memory lately.
Yeah. There's a number of gunsmiths.
With everything going on around the holidays and still a full workload, I was praying everybody would be out of town and that would be a breeze, but there's enough of it out
there. And they were, but they're all on 70. So.
And the only thing that really ticks me off is my tractor, my feet are built in the shop, and I'm using a Mac, and I can't reach over to the right hand side far enough to get my jug of coffee.
Well,
so we're coming up to Frederick pretty soon to dump this stuff in the ground. And
well, you enjoy your ride. Just be careful out there. Watch the weather. Have a happy Easter and keep the shiny side up, buddy.
And at least I forget, a good Easter to you and the missus and everybody at the station.
Yep.
And we'll be listening as always.
Hi.
I'm going to be out here rabbit hunting.
I got it. Let me know. Let me know what you find out on that infield.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like a big kid. I want another one. So much stuff you let go of.
Yeah.
And then years later you go, and then you look at the prices of them if you can find.
Yeah,
them,
yeah.
And you go, oh my.
So you want you want another 303 Enfield, but you want to have it rechambered.
Right.
All right. I'll look around. I'll keep my eye out.
All right, Mr. Allen. Let me get off this exit here and
all right, buddy.
To the station.
See you, buddy. Thanks.
We'll talk to you in a little bit.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There goes Stan. Hey, Camo Preacher, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, except that I'm home instead of out turkey hunting.
Uh-huh.
But you don't want to hear my side story.
Well, it's Easter weekend. For
yeah,
a preacher,
is,
you need to be where you are.
I do. It's been actually, it's been very busy in a good way. You know, I've been involved in a lot of holiday worship services and prayer meetings and things like that. So it's been an awesome weekend already. Looking forward to tomorrow morning.
Good. Good for you. Good for you.
So I'd also like to just let everybody know about our annual Sportsman's Banquet.
Right.
Eastern Assembly in Dundalk.
Okay, that's on Wise Avenue, right?
Wild Game Night.
Yeah, 7923 Wise Avenue in Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And
right where it is.
It is Wild Game Night, but we're not playing cards.
No,
we're eating wild game.
Oh, you're eating wild game.
Yes, we
I
are.
Got it. Okay.
I think a lot of your listeners probably heard about that big 50-pound beaver.
Yeah.
That was cut well. We're going to be enjoying him with some barbecue sauce.
Oh man, he's a nice one. He's
yes,
a nice.
He was.
Actually, I've got a back leg of that particular beaver that our buddy Fred saved for me.
That explains why I've got pieces.
Well, it was pieces when I got it. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, crock pot that bad boy or put it in the Instapot, pressure cook it, and then you can shred it and barbecue it. That'll be good.
That's what we're going to do. It's in my freezer right now. Tuesday we'll take it to the church kitchen to thaw it out and get it prepped.
Yeah.
Because it'll take about that long for it to be ready on the 29th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, but we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to seeing everybody who's been coming out. We'll have representatives there from the DNR.
Yep.
That'll be cool.
We've
got some local businesses that'll be there as well to help support us. So.
Good, good. I'll bring some magazines over. You and I have a mutual acquaintance, Augie Gray.
Yes.
And Augie will be there with the Department of Natural Resources. But Augie will also be on hand to measure anybody that wants to have their deer rack measured. Primarily, I'm guessing from among your group, because he's one guy. We don't want to overwhelm him.
Yeah.
But if somebody would like to email me or call me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, or call you and would like to come to this wild game thing and have their animal measured. We're looking for sika deer, white tails, and black bears. And Augie will be representing bucks, bears, stags. But Augie is also certified measure for Pope and Young Club. So if a deer was taken with a bow and you want to enter it in the Maryland record book and then also enter it into the Pope and Young record book, if it qualifies, he could do that.
Excellent.
How's that sound?
We're looking forward to it. We really are. We have a lot of hunters. I know you hear from Emmett from time to time.
From time to time, yeah. And Fred Reinthaler.
Fred, yeah. And of course the Groves family.
Oh, yeah.
All involved in our church. So,
yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people there who are going to be excited to see your representation.
Good.
And, I know that, some of the other things that, we have going on, there's going to be somebody there with primitive weapons. They actually make Indian arrows out of flint and sinew.
Who's that, George Malone?
Yeah, and not George. This is a younger guy.
Okay.
His dad goes to our church, and his friend, now that air guns are legal in Maryland, no matter how you feel about that, we have a guy there that's going to be showing the proper use of those and you know, instructing on how to do that.
Interesting.
We're looking forward to that. And we from I want to give a shout out to Phoenix Metals. They normally do duck work, but they also do some predatory protection work for a mutual friend we have out at the Wood Duck Initiative.
Nice.
So he actually brought us one of the wood duck boxes.
Cliff
with
Brown?
The
you talking about Cliff Brown?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
so
cool.
We're going to be auctioning that off to anybody who would want it. I mean, if you have a piece of property where
you want to put a wood duck box,
wood ducks,
sure.
We have one out there that we'll be giving away.
Okay, good. Good. Very good. Well, it sounds like a good time. April 29th at 6 p.m.
Yes, sir.
At the Eastern Assembly of God, 7923 Wise Avenue in Baltimore.
Thank you for the shout-out, brother. Appreciate
you,
it.
Do you want anybody to call with questions? You want me your phone number out there or not?
Yeah, no, that's fine. If it's okay, I'm going to leave two phone numbers.
Okay.
The first one is the church office, and you can register for the event. It's only $7 suggested donation.
Right.
Any kids under 12 are free.
Right.
But you can call the office at 410-285-6010.
Okay.
You can also reach me at 410-288-1037.
Okay. Got it. Got it.
And I'll be glad to get you registered and set up and answer any questions.
Well, when you reach out to your guys with their heads, let me know what we're looking at. If we have three, if we have five, if we have eight, you know, let me know what we're looking at.
Yes, okay? Sir. Hey, I do have a question about that because somebody asked me a question about, they kind of felt like, well, this is only for, champion size or record size.
Nope.
And I didn't think it was. It was my understanding that you're just trying to build a record of harvest deer in Maryland.
Well, we are, but we also have some minimum scores. So go on the website, bucks-bears-stags.com.
Very good.
And look at the minimum sizes. I think, you know, with a crossbow, I think it's 115 inches, which is, you know, just a little bit above average 8 point, you know, and you know, like that.
Okay.
So, you know, firearms is a little more, but it's bucksbearstags.com. I'm sorry, bucksbearstags.com, and you can go and see the minimum sizes on there and see what we're talking about. Now,
I'm
looking forward
to bringing my muzzle kill.
Yeah.
Got him in PG County.
Great.
He's a good varsity-sized 8 point. And
good.
I tried to measure him myself. I know it's not as accurate, but I'd like to see what he finally tallies up as.
Bring him up. We'd love to see it. And then you know, the youth is only $10 to enter, and we're building a great youth you know, pile of records, some really good stuff. So
it's so necessary. It's so necessary.
Yep. So, all right, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in on that.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan.
Take care, Camo Preacher.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Here goes Camo Preacher. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, if you like gardening or if you like having pretty flowers around, why not stop by Papa John's Farm in Severn? Schillinger family owns Papa John's Farm, and this is their last year in business. Yep, they've got to vacate by the end of the year, but they're going to be full steam ahead this year with their spring flowers and their, you know, their summer produce barn and all that. So the greenhouses right now are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. They've got annuals by the pack, by the flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, colorful pansies, impatiens, petunias, and more. They even carry the proven winter brand specialty plants. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetables, too, to plant in your own garden. Tasty tomatoes, and they're good ones. Squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe, hot peppers, herbs. And Papa John's is located just off I-97, exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn, if you want to put that in your GPS. Drive right to the greenhouse to make your selections or call 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or for your church. Stop by today because Easter is tomorrow. And then Mother's Day coming soon, May 12th. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every single day. Visit Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Hey, don't forget about Clyde Sports Shop. They are ready to fish. They're ready to crab. They got everything you need. They got live bait. They've got those black salty minnows for snakeheads. They got all the trolling baits for striped bass. They got rod and reel repair. You break the tip off, they'll put a new tip on. You break a guide, they'll replace the guide. And they can handle all that and put new line on your reel for you, too. Shakespeare and Pfluger, Ugly Stick, St. Croix, Penn, all those are brand names you'll find at Clyde Sports Shop. Everything for every type of fishing, from panfish to rockfish, at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Where are you going to find the first choice for fish, Eastern Shore hunters and anglers? Well, that's an easy answer. Chesapeake Outdoors. They're located off Route 50. Right there on exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island. I mean, you can go in the back way through Graysonville if you want, and that's kind of the way I go in if I'm coming from Easton, you know. But you can check them out. Look, they've got the brand-new Matthews bows, the new Raven crossbows. They've got everything you need for turkey hunting. The season's just getting started. If you need a decoy, they've got the Avian X decoys. They've got the guns, the ammo, the camo, all kinds of camo, and, you know, anything else you need for hunting. Now, on the fishing side, they've got custom bucktails and parachutes and umbrellas and planer boards. They'll teach you how to use the planer boards. They'll show you everything you need to, you know, accessorize your boat if you want to troll for rockfish. The largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies on Kent Island. They've got the live bait, frozen bait as well, rods, reels, and tackle, Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses, and even Bubba Blade knives if you like to fillet and release. And check out their new line of T-shirts. You'll like wearing one of those, too. I need to get Chris a new T-shirt. He's built something on his. Chesapeake Outdoors, 39B Dominion Road on Kent Island, 410-604-2500, 604-2500. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, some days you just got to have a donut. So, you know, I don't go to the local big giant chain donut place. No. Bay Country Bakery, baby. Right there in Cambridge. It's a little bit of a drive, but you know what? You want something good, you're going to go for it. And I like every now and then a wonderful maple frosted donut with sliced almonds made fresh that day. Oh, Cambridge, Bay Country Bakery. Delicious, fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, breads. Stop in to see the selection or grab some at the drive-thru and breakfast at Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge is served from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, and breakfast is served all day on Saturday. You can get lunch there, too, after your hunting or fishing adventure. You know, 11 to 2, get yourself a nice lunch. Now, I'm on Route 50. I'm headed to or from the fishing grounds or the beach. Just can't wait to stop. My mouth starts to water, you know, when I cross the Choptank River Bridge there. My belly starts grumbling, and Bakery's calling to me. I want a donut, a maple donut. I just look for that big donut, that big pink donut with sprinkles on it on the side of the... Am I making you hungry yet, Chris? Is your mouth watering?
Yes, and in fact, I'm going to be driving by there today.
And I hope you stop and get yourself...
I will probably, because this time they should be open.
Yes. Get an elephant ear. Do you like elephant ears?
I've never had one before.
They are spectacular. They're wonderful. Anyway, I look for that big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on their highway sign. And even, you know, when you're driving by, you just think you got to have something there. Your hosts are Dave and Gina Levy. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located 2951 Coastal Highway. That's Route 50 through Cambridge on the right-hand side, 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website. Like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hi. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680
WCPM. I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? The USA, and y'all can keep the change.
Bring it. Bring it, Hank. Come on, buddy. Bring it. We need another Hank song before the end of the hour. God and Guns. Let's do that one. All right. Hey, sounds good. Let's go to the callers here shortly, as soon as we get them logged in. I want to say good morning to Jason and Brian, our daughter and son-in-law. Just want to say hey. Safe travels today as you travel into New England and Maine. And, you know, make sure you stop there at Kittery Trading Post and check out all the good stuff. And we will be thinking of you guys as you're traveling this weekend. So I hope you like the Hank Williams Jr. song and got your morning off to a rocking start. And we just want to wish you safe travels in this Easter weekend. So who do we got here? Let's see. There's Stanley. Okay. Glenn in Chestertown. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown, see what Glenn has to say. Hey, Glenn, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan. How you doing? Man, just called back to say hi and on this little dribbly morning.
Yeah, it's a little drizzly out there, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. You been out doing any turkey scouting or doing any fishing these days?
Nah, I haven't been doing any fishing either. I haven't got my license yet anyway.
I got it. Yep. Yep. So.
How you all been?
Been good. Just been crazy busy. I kind of let people know about what I do most of the week. I mean, not everything, but, you know, I get out and about. So.
Right.
When we're having breakfast or brunch tomorrow in Chestertown with the family. So sounds good, huh? For Easter, dinner, Easter lunch. So, yep. So, has it gotten windy yet?
I don't know.
Okay, all right, just checking. So
I can't hear it from in the house anyway.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing when you can't hear it. When you can't hear it from in the house, it's not that windy. So,
yeah.
But
I see branches moving a little bit.
Yeah. We had a thunderstorm the other night, and that thunder cracked right outside the window, and both of us sat right up in bed. Did you hear that, Chris?
Well, it all depends. I mean, last week. I was sitting outside next to a particular telecommunications tower, and all of a sudden I saw nothing but white.
Oh,
and the block where I was sitting just went completely dark.
Oh,
but yeah. I mean, all I saw was white, and I'm sitting in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And I literally put my hands over my head.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea what was going to happen.
Transformer blew up.
I'm not quite sure, but I think a bolt of lightning hit that transmission tower.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
It was nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a thunderstorm one night years ago. We were traveling up Liberty Road in Eldersburg. This is before the new mall had been built out there, the new big giant mall on the left-hand side. And we watched, I think, 3 transformers blow up. I mean, just sparks and flames.
Smoke and everything.
Yeah, the whole deal. Boom. Boom. Boom.
Wow.
I mean, it's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. And those things are filled with oil, which is PCBs, and, you know, so it's it can be pretty dramatic when lightning
when they
hits,
blow up, yep.
or the line gets supercharged and blows them up, shorts out. So yeah, pretty interesting. So, but well, Glenn, listen, you have a nice holiday weekend, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right, buddy. Thank you. We got to move on. We got some other callers on the line.
Bye.
See you, bud. Thanks. Bye bye. Stanley in Catonsville. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Alan, how you doing today?
I'm good, you?
Good. Great show.
Stanley, I can't hear you. Get in the phone.
Can you hear me now?
That's a little better, yeah. Or take me off speaker.
No, you're not on speaker. I just I changed my coverage from Verizon to consumer cellular. But this is
yeah, but you got to put your mouth up to the microphone to talk to me, okay?
Okay, can you hear me now?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a bad phone or what it is, but keep talking. We'll muddle through.
Okay, we'll muddle through. Yeah, I was just wondering, what do you think of the crabbing season this year? What are they saying in the Chesapeake Bay, Wide River, and down towards?
Yeah, I haven't heard much. I mean, the guys are out there. You see the shops have crabs. But this time of year, before the crab season really gets rolling, there's very few people that have Maryland crabs. All the crabs are coming from Louisiana, Texas, North Carolina, and other places south of us that have been crabbing for a while. So, you know, you're going to see people that are offering crabs this weekend, but they're coming by truck. They're coming mostly by truck or by plane into Maryland. And, you know, there's a particular, wholesale guy I know that's been buying crabs since the start of the season, but it's just not cranked up right. Water temperature's pretty good, so, you know, but I haven't really been out and about yet talking to all my folks from Maryland Loves Crabs yet, so there you go.
Okay, yeah, very good. Yeah, well, I'm getting a lot of crabbing myself. And one other question, if you can hear me. I got a 2003 two-stroke, 10 horsepower. Who works on those things? Everybody has many miles. You know any? You promote any mechanics?
I don't promote any marine mechanics at this point. You know, you might want to call around to a couple of places. You're in Catonsville. I don't know who in the world down there would have something, but
the closest ones are Pasadena or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, probably going to be Pasadena, I would think.
It's a great show. I'm 60 years old. I remember crabbing in the Chesapeake Bay was a beautiful thing, and I get to film it. I used to do a lot of flounder fishing in Ocean City, Maryland in the late 70s.
out there and catch 10 or 12 on a high tide, you can catch 10 to 15 keeper flounders. What happened to that? I think you were talking about what are they doing, netting all the fish before they come into the bay?
Well, that's part of it, but, you know, that's part of it, but there's other factors involved with that, and to point to one specific thing, it's a little tough, but you can still catch nice flounders in Ocean City, you know, during the summer. Now, you know, Wachapri and Chincoteague, Virginia is the flounder capital of the world. And you know, they start there in March, and they fish for those big spawning flounders in March down there in the channels outside of Wachapri, you know, but and Chincoteague and all those areas down there. So, you know, that's big flounder territory, but, you know, you can still catch plenty of them in Ocean City, but there's a lot of boat traffic. That's part of the problem. So you got to get a little, kind of get in a little quiet water, get with a nice tidal flow and drift your bait, you know, and there's people that'll take you flounder fishing, unless you know somebody with a private boat. So, but you know, I love flounder fishing. There's nothing like it. So. Yeah, they're good to eat, and they're once you learn how to fillet them, they're not horrible to fillet. A guy taught me. I was watching a guy clean flounders on the dock over at Slaughter Beach one day, and I said, "Show me how to do that," and he did. And that, you know, I had, it's been a long time, but I can take two sides off of the flounder in two pieces now. You know, with a little practice. You know, usually you get four fillets, but he showed me how to take it off in one fillet. It was, you know, pretty easy. But, you know, I'd rather do it the other way. But I like cleaning flounder, you know, especially a big thick one. So, all right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Stanley. Sorry, it's hard to hear you.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Good luck. Stanley, adios. 410 WCBM 680, 410 922 6680 is our phone number. About 10 minutes left here in the show. If you want to get in now. So I see a lot of activity out there in the hall, changing the guard. Looks like we have Pepe, our producer, coming in, and we got Alan Summers out there running around. And Alan has brought his garden implements with him today. I see he's brought his shovel. I see rake there, and it looks like he brought his hoe with him too. So Alan is he'll be up next. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Protect your garden from being stolen. Use the garden club. Just lock it onto your garden, take the key with you. Did we do our commercials in the second part? Did we do our second break? Let's see here. Crabbing season prediction. Good question. What happened to the DNR winter dredge survey? They haven't released it yet. They haven't released the results of the winter dredge survey yet. Of course, they haven't listed any hunting incidents or accidents since 2015, nor have they arrested anybody since October, apparently. We have no clue what's going on with that public communications department in Department of Natural Resources right now. Hopefully we'll have something, you know, relatively soon. We heard the dredge report was not the dredge report. That's not where you get the news. We heard the dredge survey for the winter crab dredge survey was pretty good, but what is pretty good? It's all relative, I guess. 410-922-6680. Hey, let me tell you one more time about Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and there's a reason for that. If you want a bucktail or a parachute or an umbrella in all the available colors, including the top 10, they've got them. They've got a number of different manufacturers that they use, and these are well-made, handcrafted lures that you will want to take a look at. It is Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. That's on Kent Island, Route 50 East, Exit 39B. That's Dominion Road exit. rods, reels, and tackle for the bay, for the rivers, for freshwater fishing, and don't forget live bait, frozen bait as well. Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses, Bubba Blade knives, Raven crossbows, Matthew compound bows, shotguns, ammo, calls, decoys, and camo for spring gobblers. They've got the Avian X decoys, which is highly touted, and all of it is available under one roof right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Why not stop by Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island. The town is Chester, but we call it Kent Island. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Maryland. That's right, just up Beltway exit number 9. Fishing and crabbing supplies, live bait, frozen bait, rod and reel repair. Fill your spools with line and get any kind of tackle for any type of fishing, from panfish to trout to bass to striped bass. You name it, they've got it. They got all the terminal tackle too, including the non-offset circle hooks. And they've got the bait and they've got the expertise, and you can check it all out right there at Clyde Sports Shop. Don't forget they got a full line of handguns and shotguns and rifles and firearms. They're a big Browning dealer, and we talk about that from time to time, too. So if you need a new turkey gun and you're looking at a Browning pump shotgun, a BPS, they've got them up to 410, 20, 12, and 10-gauge in the BPS. All there at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne. It's Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop.
Still got the wet weather around through your Easter Sunday, but we are looking drier by midweek. Still a chance for a shower early on this Saturday. Otherwise, we're mostly cloudy for the rest of today. Warm and gusty, highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. Mostly cloudy, still windy tonight. Chance shower, especially overnight, low 50s. Now, we're mostly cloudy for Easter Sunday. A chance for occasional showers. Don't let that ruin your Easter egg hunts. Highs, low 60s. I'm Todd Bork, the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked his plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working guns. Keep us strong. That's what this country.
That's what this country was founded on. Let's talk to Jack in Bel Air, and then we'll talk to Chandler in Woodlawn. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Yes, sir. Good morning. I was calling. I never hear much about the Upper Bay fishing. When it's the Upper Bay, I mean up around Bush River and the Susquehanna and everything.
Right.
They used to do fishing for spawning perch and everything off of Bush River. Is that a very good fishing anymore?
It still is, yeah, sure, sure.
Is it too late? Because I was actually thinking about taking a ride out today.
Yeah, the perch spawn is pretty much over. You might catch some stragglers, some post-spawn fish, and you know, they'll bite, of course, but you might catch some whites, you might catch some yellows, but yeah, that's still a good spot, no question about it. So.
You never hear much about it anymore.
I don't frequent that area as much as I used to, but, you know, the guys are still going. There's no question. I know, you know, somebody like Tackle Box Tim would be able to tell you more so than I can.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And so just stay tuned. We'll see if we can get a report on that for you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Jack. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Take, bye-bye. Chandler Woodlawn, long time no here, buddy.
Myself, but a lot of folk like me that don't fish, don't hunt, but really enjoy all the information that you give so that we can have intelligent conversations for those that do hunt. Yeah, it's been a long time. I mean, I've been listening to you. You know, I haven't called, but I've been listening.
Over
20-something years.
I know. You still hang out at the 7-Eleven there in Catonsville?
No. I'm retired now, Alan.
Oh, really? Good for you.
Yeah, I'm retired.
Well, are you still that guy?
No. Nah, you know, I used to travel back and forth to Eastern Shore, 152 miles.
I remember. Yeah. I remember that. Well, there was another guy, Ken, I think, that used to call, and I was told he hung out at that 7-Eleven right there on Route 40 and Rolling Road, but I didn't know if that was you or not. So
I'm hanging out mostly with honeydews and all.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, Chandler Lick, I know it's been a long time, and I appreciate you checking in with me. You have a wonderful Easter, okay?
All right. You too now.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Stay.